I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What the fuck is happening, guys? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today, joined by Maureen. Hiya.
Hello.
First of all, before I get into the ridiculous stories, we are sponsored... Maureen, what the fuck? We're sponsored by beer52.com. Do you know what that is, Maureen?
Yeah.
It is essentially Netflix for beer, okay? What they do is they send you beer, you subscribe to them, and they send you beer every month. And they're craft beer. They're not like shit. They don't send you like six tins of Carlsberg. They send you fancy beer, okay, to your house. A box of eight. Like, individually sourced weird ones. You get a magazine. And it's nice and they're really strong and you get really shit-faced, even though I'm not allowed to tell anyone that because it's a beer company and you're not supposed to really talk about the fact that the only reason you're drinking it is to forget that you have a life. Right? But if you're going to do it, you may as well do it with delicious, fancy beer.
True.
Beer52.com. The only reason I'm telling you the people this morning is because there's a code, which is what? You know it. It's Banter10. Well done. Oh. You enter Banter10 when you're subscribing. You get £10 off your first box.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so your first box.
£10 off.
It's for nothing. And they send it out to your house. You know, eight crazy beers, magazine, all that shit. Snacks. They give you snacks, Maureen. Okay?
Let me just take that chewing gum.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Put that on the carpet.
I put on my book. I'm not stupid. The reason I put on my book, you know, the reason we're in this room at all is because we came in a second ago and I shut the door behind us and there's always been a wobbly handle there on that thing, hasn't there?
Yeah. Even last night it was nearly not opening.
Yeah, it was questionable, but I shut it behind me today and obviously...
Give it a good old slam.
Good old shaky slam and the back of it has sort of come loose and now we can't turn the door handle and now we're locked in our front room.
So the door handle at our side is essentially off. It is off. And then the door handle at the other side is there, but it's not really doing anything. So we cannot get out.
So now we're both doing a podcast in the living room. Thank God we brought this, because if we didn't have this, all you'd be doing is watching me eat chewing gum. And it's only a matter of time before I need a shit. Imagine we're stuck in here and we had to basically like figure out how to live for the next 24 hours. You'd be starving. Where would you dump if you had to dump in here? You're okay with dumps, you can hold dumps like a camel, like for 3 weeks.
Fine.
I mean, you said dump, now I'm starting to get uneasy.
God, no, don't even think about it.
Don't think about dumps?
No.
Where would I shit in here right enough? I would say...
Fireplace.
Really? I was going to say just on something and put it out the window.
Ew.
You don't want to sit with a shit in the fireplace? Although it might burn, sometimes shit is a good source of fuel if you ask some, you know, African fellas. They burn cow shits. Perfect, really. Cow shit dries out in the sun.
Right, I don't want to be here that long.
And then you got a frisbee for burning. Could get cold tonight. You might have to eat this pillow. Anyway, let's move on with the rest. First of all, plugs, Maureen. What's tomorrow? Lavery's Comedy Club. Yes. 2nd of November. We're doing the live General Banter podcast. This is a podcast today. You'll hear another one tomorrow. Stop yawning, Maureen. This is exciting.
Sorry.
Terry? Who's Terry?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to start saying that for now. I'm really Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
So, go to Labrys Comedy Club. We're going to do some new material, some stand-up comedy, and a live general banter podcast. Excitement?
Yes, because they're always really good fun.
They are, Maureen. Now, let's talk about our week for a second. Last Wednesday was my actual birthday, even though I talked last week about your surprise party for me. Wasn't that fun?
What, you talking about it or the party?
Both.
Oh, the party was very fun.
The party was fun. I was genuinely shocked, nearly had a heart attack. But my birthday was actual Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, officially now.
30 years old. How did we celebrate? Got an Indian at my dad's house.
Yep, that was good.
Pakora, Madras, Borna, Takantakarnatala. You know? Sometimes you forget Indian people actually have that accent because it gets the piss taken out of it so much. What does the crack, boys? Do I like pakora with a fucking...
I don't think they say that.
Did I do it right, Carl, you bastard? Do you want the fucking puppet tongues? How many fucking part turns you want, bastard? 20? Fat shit.
You really cannot do an accent without swearing. It's the only way you can do it.
Yes, I can.
Go Indian accent, no swearing, go.
Oh, I can't even swear, bastard. Hit me, here's another one.
Australian?
Oh, I'm from fucking India, you can't. Give me another one.
Welsh?
Oh, I'm from fucking India, you can't. Another one.
Scottish?
I'm from Scotland, bastard. You want a battered Mars bar, you lardy bastard? Hit me.
Southern Ireland.
I'm from fucking Drogheda.
That's the most southern.
I know that's just over the border. Up the rat.
Yeah, what border?
I was always saying, like, why is there so many, like, freshly dug human-sized holes in your garden? Just like, I don't know, I have no idea. Rat. You know? I mean, like, this is really realistic blood you have all around your backyard here.
What are you talking about, Colin?
All the Protestants you killed.
Like, shut up.
You know? See? So we did that, but let's talk about the Wednesday we went, or the Thursday we went and filmed with Mickey. That's also within the general banter section. You went and did makeup, didn't you?
Well, I would say makeup.
Yeah, you did his makeup.
I had two face paints and you gave me two crusty paintbrushes. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, that's what you do. It's Mickey Bartlett's face. You're not going to use good makeup brushes on it. You know, it's like if I said, you don't go paint that pebble dash wall. You're not going to use a fucking MAC brush that cost you 20 quid.
I mean, it was supposed to look like someone just did it themselves anyway, so.
Yeah, but I just couldn't be bothered. It was good though. I'll tell you what, revelation. I always, my favourite sentence to say was always, I've made more videos for Boojum than I've eaten burritos. But we had our first burrito bowl, didn't we?
I like burrito bowls a lot. So nicer than actual burritos.
Yeah, because the burrito, you can eat a burrito bowl at your own pace.
Yeah.
Whereas the burrito's like, you have to eat it before it runs down your elbows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
They're so nice, like.
Oh my god, so nice though. So nice.
So nice.
Although we did talk to Guard Works in there, and she's like, the amount of sugar in the rice is shocking. I'm not going to say who that was. She'd probably lose her job.
Well, of course, like, it's all so tasty and salty and sugary and, you know, it has all the things that are amazing if you're...
They're not claiming to be a Slim's Kitchen, are they?
No.
They're claiming to be, this is
if
delicious.
You're a student that just wants something tasty and quick, if you're hungover, if you're whatever, it just ticks all the boxes, doesn't it?
Tick my boxes! Give me another accent, Mexican.
Go Mexican.
I'm from Mexico, bastard!
Canadian.
What the fucking pinto beans, you cunt?
Canadian.
I'm from Canada.
I don't even know what that was.
I'm from Canada, bastard.
African? South
You're
African?
You're like rice and peas?
Is that your South African one or? Go.
Do you like to shoot? Do you like to shoot your girlfriend through toilet door?
You can do a South African accent.
With your little plastic legs, mate? No, I don't think I can. What is South African?
Oscar Pistorius.
Oscar Pistorius? I don't know. Yeah. I can't. I
auntie.
That's your auntie?
Yeah.
It would take me a second. I hate blakes.
Come on!
I hate black people.
All right, Colin.
I hate black people. There's Niall Horan. Buck him or no?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay.
You would, eh?
Why not?
Sure,
he's probably loaded, though. He's definitely loaded.
And you only have to drive down the road to see him and all, wouldn't you?
Where's he from?
Pomeroy?
No, he's not. It's...
Monaghan?
Oh, no. I can't think of where this place is, but yes.
Four Winds?
No.
Where's he from? Bucksville?
No, it's somewhere you drive past.
And that's him. That's him all Hollywooded up. Could you imagine what he looked like if he still lived in Cookstown?
Are you thinking of Owen Mulligan, the trombone player?
No. I'm thinking of Owen Quinn. Wasn't it? Owen Quigg?
Owen Quigg?
Owen Quigg, yeah.
He was from Dungiven or something?
Dungiven dick out, like it's fucking going out of fashion. He's straight out of X Factor, whatever. Straight back to Derry, slinging dick everywhere. Take that high.
He was one of those ones that, like, did that, and then you see him a few years later, and he's like covered in tattoos, and he's all like,
"You can take the boy out of Dungiven." Yeah.
What is he doing now, I wonder?
I don't know, but I hate, you know, there's that attitude of like, you know, oh, but what's he done? What's he done with his time? You know, he had the world in his hands, and then he fucked it up.
But not really.
But you would get someone like, oh, can you believe he's working in a shop back in his hometown or something? Yeah, absolutely. You know, we didn't get famous and then write, like, fucking beautiful, beautiful songs, like the whore bag there. That's a bad nickname for now.
That is, yeah.
It's a bad name, isn't it? You can't, what's up, whorey?
There's the whore.
There's the whorester. You dirty whore. Whore bag. Eh? That's funny, though. Imagine his name was Niall Horan. I would change it. It's like, I'm in one Niall direction. Heard? Niall Horan about here. Especially his time to write songs.
I mean, there's some people with accents would pronounce it Horan, probably. Niall Horan.
Niall Horan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you?
Not me.
You mad up the raw culture?
What are you... You're ridiculous.
I know, I just want to be in Maureen.
Up anything.
I'm not up anything. I don't know how we got in this conversation, but we...
This is how all of our conversations go?
Yeah, we what am I even talking about? Michelle with Boojum. Mickey was looked
I
funny.
I thought you were going to say Michelle Obama there for some reason. Was shot with Boojum, okay.
Oh my god.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the night before the Ulster Hall, that's what I'm building up to here. That was the main story of the week, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but however, because I'm Colin, okay, and you know all I do is make great decisions, we decided to drink on Friday night. I decided to drink anyway, because there was a Guinness keg left over from my surprise party.
It was the second one.
The second one, thank fuck it ran out, because I don't really like Guinness that much, but I was drinking it that night, and I was like,
You always say that, but you always drink it.
I know.
I think you do like it, but it's one of those ones you just have to decide to drink just Guinness.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like it sometimes, but you do like Guinness.
Yeah.
Because all of the pints that you would drink would suggest otherwise.
Yeah, thank fuck it ran out, because about halfway through pouring about my sixth pint, it would just went and did a big squirt all out. Of the bubbles, and I was like, that's enough pints for me, bastard! And then I was like, sure, I'll drink some of this whiskey that I got for my birthday. And then had a raging hangover on the Saturday.
You were just a delight with the hangover, Colin.
No, I was
just
actually okay.
Yes, you were.
I was actually alright. I think since we've made this discovery, like I've stopped drinking coffee, which I think, do you think it's improved my attitude, Maureen?
Yes, 100%.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because I was reeling it, wasn't I? I was like, I would have four coffees and then go, Jesus, I feel a bit rough. I feel like I need a coffee now.
You would make a full like pot of coffee for yourself and drink that. And then you'd be like, do you want a coffee? And then you'd make another one and then drink that with me. And then you'd do that about 3 or 4 times a day. Because you just do everything to the extreme,
I wouldn't sleep. And now my new extreme is I don't drink coffee at all now for the last week.
Bless me, you are just an extreme person. You're all or nothing.
Extremely attractive, extremely well built, extremely generously portioned in the dick area. Here's what you do in life. You either have a big dick or you have giant nuts that look like nuts on a dick when they're in a pair of pants.
Nuts.
You want long nuts that you can shape into a dick and stuff in the things?
No, what?
Generous dick. It's my name on Twitter. Generous dick. Gross.
That's like a good just
There was a brilliant
description of you. You're just a generous dick, like, you know.
There was a bit in there was a bit in Louis C.K.'s stand-up one time where he goes, "I have quite a big dick, but not in a sexy porn way, just in like an animal dick way." I laughed, ginger bastard. So look at Selena Gomez there. Is she legal enough to bang or what? By the way, this is a horrible podcast to be listening to when we're watching TV off to the side. Flip's sake. Anyway, we'll keep talking. So I got a wee hangover there on Friday, and then Saturday we woke up. It was day of the Ulster Hall, wasn't it, Maureen?
Uh-huh.
It was. So we decided to go shopping. I was dying to get trainers. Couldn't get them. Couldn't get trainers anywhere. Looked in one shop, mind you. But you got all dressed up. You got a lovely dress, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which there was glitter coming off it, like fucking... Like, there's no tomorrow. It was everywhere, wasn't it?
It was everywhere.
It was.
Like, in my eyes, in everyone's eyes beside me.
Yeah. You would take a shit and it was shiny. Might have to take a shit in here soon.
No.
We're still locked in here. Have we got fluids to drink at all? I have a bottle of water there. And we've, I don't know if... We've everything we need, really, apart from food and a toilet.
That's all you need, though.
I know. So, let me just stretch my back over here.
Cabin fever?
Yeah, they've remade that. We should watch the new one. I'm hand-holding this microphone, by the way, in case the noise is shit. Let's talk about Saturday morning. The big day. The big gig at the Ulster Hall. We found out on Thursday it was sold out, and I was still like, buy a ticket. And they were like, no, there is no tickets. Which is weird, because on the night, when you look up on the balcony, there was like a few spare seats. You're like, did people just reserve them and not turn up, or... Because I'm sure there was enough people asking me for tickets where you're like, you could have had a fucking ticket, seemingly.
I think that if there's ever a spare seat, it's going to be in the balcony and it's in like an odd position where it's one seat in between a lot of people. So that's sometimes they don't really count a couple of those ones because you can't really sell them. No one would sell them.
Something like you can't get two seats beside each other. Is a technical sellout or something?
I mean, it was sold out as in the whole place was filled, so... But yes, if you're talking like you could let one person, you may have been able to, but it's one of those things, not really.
Aye, so we turned up.
Back, you got a seat
we in. Turned up, and like, you know the way you would hear like diva behaviour from like rock star people or whatever? See, after that Saturday thing, I get it now, because we were in the Ulster Hall early. Bear in mind, they don't know who the fuck we are. Like, even though it's sold out, you still can't...
Yeah, they don't care.
Like, you still can't get fucking respect from anybody.
Well, most of those people, they're just working there. Like, they're not in charge. You know, they're just working on the bar or the desk, so...
So we go up, and they're like, it's like, can we just get some water? She goes, the bar's not open yet. And we're like, yeah, we're on. You know, we're not going to do anything crazy. We're not...
No, you just said there... Oh, I literally was looking at drinking water.
Because
there was nowhere, you know, just a tap of water or something. And she went, oh, are you on? And you went, oh, yeah, we're on tonight. And she went, oh, right, okay, let me see. And then she, like, swiped the till and opened it up wherever, and she gave you the water. And she went, that's £2. And I was like...
For a warm bottle of water.
A warm bottle of water. Like, not even like a... Sounds ridiculous, you can even say this, but it wasn't as if it was like a... Whatever, river. It wasn't any brand of anything.
Yeah, it was like kebab shop water.
Yeah, you know, like it literally says 10, still water on it or something.
12 for a pound. You get it ice.
Like the thinnest, crumpliest plastic one. And it was for me, I was just so thirsty because it was really, really warm in there. I was like, oh, I'd love a wee drink of water. Thinking that you could probably go somewhere, I'm sure there'd be a bit of water somewhere, or a tap or something. And it was £2. And I was like, really? Like, how can you charge £2? Like, I get it whenever it's like bar prices, but... You know, this wasn't... We weren't looking a bar. You know, it was just a drink of water.
A fucking drink of water?
Like,
I was one second away from going, oh, sure, we'll just drink it out of the fucking toilet, will we? You dumb cunt! You're a dirty bastard! That drives me fucking nuts.
Oh, no, legislation would suggest that we're not allowed to hand you a bottle of water right now.
That's fine,
listen,
no.
Sandra, I'm going to fucking drop kick you in this bar.
It's fine if it was, like,
bitch.
Just say... You know, the general public coming in to whatever, and they can't open the bar to a certain time for whatever reason, legal reasons or whatever. But when you're actually booked to be on, you know, you're kind of like, well, you should at least have access to water
Room had, like, I don't know whether...
They didn't have anything.
It's not like I'm expecting anything, but if they're giving you a fucking, like, green room, and they're 60, and there was just nothing in it, I don't know why. I don't know what I'm expecting, but just something like Woodsy's fucking show in the Alley Theatre in Strabane was lovely. You know, the back room had like kettle and there was some biscuits and there was some fucking waters in the fridge and stuff. You know, it was just like,
I feel like it's
you don't really touch it. You don't touch any of that shit.
It's like a common courtesy just because you have chosen to go there apart from somewhere else. So you kind of want it to be like,
it's like a hotel room.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. You just want, like,
you don't really need shit in a hotel room, but they just put it in. Yeah,
you weren't asking for, like, I want 6 Domino's pizzas ready for me. It wasn't like that. It was
8 balls of Dom Perignon.
It wasn't anything that was going to cost anyone really any money. It was literally like, can we just get a drink of water?
Can you take some of the waters from here and just put them in the fridge down in the room?
So that the people who are on stage don't
have to fucking walk out the
front. We had to then walk to Great Victoria Street to go get...
Now, this sounds like major diva behaviour, but it's like, you know, if you went to see anyone in the Ulster Hall and all of a sudden they were walking out the front, and you're like, oh,
I know,
we're coming to see you, take a photo, where are you going? And he's like, I'm just going around to buy myself 8 tins of Grolsch.
Yeah, and a water.
And like, a fucking water, because this place won't give you fucking water. It's even
like
something,
like, you know, obviously we do Laveries, but you know, if you're in Laveries and, you know, we're there all the time, you know, you can get a water. You can get a drink, or you can do things, or if someone needed to bring in food, they usually be like, that's all right, you're on tonight, sure. You can sit up at the back if you need to eat your sandwich or something, or, you know, there's a
staff discount on the day that the staff get free Monday or whatever
it is. But, like, you know, it's not as if you were asking for anything, and I know that's not a venue or anything, but, you know, for someone like Ulster, you would expect a bit of water. Like, I thought it was great. I think I was annoyed, because I always just think it's mental how much I have to pay for water. Water should just be free. I know people make money out of it,
all the money off the bar. You know, there's 1,000 people drinking, and you're like, can you put a couple of bottles of water?
But I think this is where the difference is, because yous were all self-promotion, self-everything. If you had a promotional company, or if you had, like, a big agency or management or something, they would sort all that out for you.
Yeah, it's because you're paying them loads of fucking money.
I know, but... that's where those things get sorted out. Users, guys arriving, going, hi, we're on tonight, you know. So it is slightly different, but I'll just never get over £2 for water. Yeah, never, ever get over
disgusted.
That.
And then we had to go and buy our own beer. And I didn't even drink any until it went on. Anyway, all that being said, it was a good night, though. Mickey hosted, did a great job. Everyone did very well. I don't know who else. Did anyone else get heckled? Did you see anyone get heckled?
No.
And I get heckled a wee bit.
You don't get heckled.
Someone went fat cunt or something, and you're like, really?
No, but I don't think you don't really get heckled. You just get people shouting because they want you to turn around and react to them. Like, you can tell that's what they're doing. They're not heckling you to be, like, bad. They're just going, like, rawr! And then you look around, and then they're like, yes!
Fat cunt. Unreal, isn't it?
But you're not cunt.
Why did they not call anyone else a fat cunt? Because I'm at least the fifth fattest, least fattest cunt in that group.
I know.
They're some of the fattest cunts you'll ever see. No harm to you, lads. But I look like Usain Bolt beside some of these fucking people. Even Mickey, there's a bit in my vlog. Check the vlog out, it's going up. It was shot professionally, but I put up a backstage vlog. It'll be up at the same time this podcast up. And I bet, and there was a guy at the end, oh, get a 40, you big fat bastard or something. Fatter than me. Way fatter than me.
People just say it in like an endearing way, I think.
People think that I'm mad, and I'm worrying I'm not. I'm sensitive. Very sensitive. Don't take criticism.
You're just a big generous dick.
I'm big, generously dicked.
What
are you saying? I think you're a generously dick. Sized dick. The size of teats on this one. Have we both started saying by the way, this is worse than me googling stuff, is us watching TV in the background.
Can you turn TV off?
No, I like it in the background. It's Jeremy Kyle, and look at her. Oh, she's a wee hottie too. It's not very often you get a hot one on. So also all good, fair play to Woodsy, because Woodsy booked a table some area at the Five Points, which was a great shout by him. We all went. Unfortunately, I was just in that, like, you know, you just come off doing a gig to 1,000 people. You know, you would need to really fucking ramp it up if you want to keep the energy pumping. Isn't that right, Maureen?
It's true.
You would need fucking meth injected in your generous dick vein just to get any sort of pump.
Yeah, you either need to, like, do that and then go full party mode, or just go home and have a little quiet drink. That's That's it was hard just to go to a bar.
And I didn't even want to drink, really. I would have been happy just watching.
But I feel like we should do like a after party, like in like a week or something. When it's not Halloween.
Yeah, because we were out on Saturday night at Halloween, and Belfast was just full of fucking glue bags. Like, people just barfing everywhere.
It was like
everywhere.
An actual scary film.
It was like The Purge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like The Purge.
People were a fucking mess. I told you this, one of my favourite things, and I would try to go to the cash machine outside Lavery's, which is apparently touchscreen and didn't work at all. Look at that big scary bitch shouting at her. Woo. Have you ever pointed in someone's face aggressively like that your whole life?
Yeah. Well, because you're always taught pointing is rude, because it is.
No, some people are taught pointing is rude.
Oh yeah, well,
some
I
people
was.
Are fucking should be euthanized.
Okay. Most people only shout or point because they can't get it across through words, that's why.
Yeah. I like to just do a display of aggression by throwing a large object at the wall. Yeah, no, I'm a generous piece. Yeah. Throw it at the wall and go, see, I could be you easily, you fucking bitch. You know? Oh, here's another hot guy for
well,
you.
Well, like in Glorious Bastards when he just gets the bat and goes him, like, ding, 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 yeah, ding, ding,
him,
across.
Right, really? Him or Niall Horan, right, really? We see the sexy
Paul,
setup on this guy.
He's watching TV.
He is attractive. Okay. So basically we got a pizza and went home. There was a guy who was dressed in drag of some sort. He was like sitting on his arse and had clearly just Ralphed right beside himself. You know, I'm very drunk, I'll sit down, I'm wearing high heels. Right beside him, you know. And we Romanian dude came along and thought it was a girl, like a drunk girl. Because he shaved his legs, he had a nice set of pins on him, boy. But he also had a generous dick going on there, so... And this remaining guy's like, hello! Hello, sexy! You know, he had a half chub he was thumbing off in his pocket.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, sexy worming! He's slipping on the boat a wee bit. Oh my god, look at your teeth and everything. I'm from Romania! Show me your bastard vagina! Vagina? 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 But it was funny, him, and then the guy got up, the sick, and then I think a wee homeless Romanian man lifted something off the floor, so the guy probably dropped his wallet, because he was a man in high heels, and then he's like, your snows are lows, mate, see you later, slipping the book again. It was wild times.
There was an extraordinary amount of vomit.
There was...
On the road.
A noticeable amount of sick.
As in, you step to one side of it, and then it's on the other side also. Kind of thing. And then it's also in front of you six times. And me and my sisters were just walking up like head in the air like la la la, not looking at anything. It was just so disgusting. Like,
that's how posh Maureen's family are. They all don't like vomit.
I don't know. I said, well, why does anyone like vomit? Of course you
don't
like
I don't like seeing vomit. I like seeing people vomit though.
How? That is even worse than seeing the vomit.
Because you don't want to smell or see the vomit. You just want to see them like
really can't deal with it.
Have you seen, there was like a Vine thing on the internet and it's this guy like drinking Budweiser and he goes, oh, you know, like a wee posh English boy. He's like, why does it take so long to get fucked up? And then it just cut to him like, in the sink. Like, you know, it was like...
Why are you telling me this?
Fountain vomits where it just... Because vomit is funny. Babies being
it's
sick.
Not.
It's funny as fuck. Because they don't even do anything. It's like, you know, it just shoots out of them. They don't have to bend over like an adult. Why can't you just barf as an adult the way you did as a kid?
Because you shouldn't ever need to barf, that's why.
Sometimes you need to barf.
No.
You know, dogs barf all the time.
No, they don't.
They do, they're like...
Okay, please, don't.
In fact, cats can do that.
Why would we be brought to cats vomiting?
Cats can do that vomit where it's like... You know, like a human's all like... And it's all coming down their face. Cats can just go... And it's...
Con.
And it's out, you know?
Please, stop it.
I was sick.
I'm gonna leave, except I can't get out. But this is so annoying. Just trapped in a room with Colin making vomit noises.
You love it. So anyway, what else did we? It was Halloween last night. Did it feel bad not to get to dress up this year?
Not to get to dress up this year.
What are you gonna dress as?
But I think it was because everything was like on top of each other. My granddad was also 90, so we were there.
That was lit. That was so lit. We went to his party on Sunday. There was a full spread on, wasn't there? I love a spread.
And we were there from like...
two. And left at about one.
And we drank the whole time.
Beer. No, like, I'm not really drinking, but I've had 12 to 13, 14, 15 beers.
And because that was when the clocks went back. So it seemed weirdly like the longest day ever.
Yeah.
Because it was like 6 and it was pitch black and we had been drinking for like 5 hours and we're just like,
he
would do a
grand that was up and he's like, oh, I haven't had my snooze today. And I was like, listen, John, I haven't had mine either.
No,
and he's like, I'm 90. Shut up, you fat, baldy bastard. Yeah. So he said to me, great spread though, great sandwiches.
All the chickens.
Those were like, they were like zinger goujons.
The cake
was a delight. It's weird just having, you know, in a very civilised atmosphere like that when you're having day beers. So we were pished like, hello. Great times though.
But that was good. So other than all that happening, we always have like a Halloween party here.
At your house, yeah. I felt weird like not dressing up.
I know.
I felt really old. Turned 30 and I was like, I don't even get to paint my whole body.
Next year I think we should have a full Halloween party.
I think we should just have it at Christmas because we missed it. And the Christmas this year is going to be weird anyway, so...
Why?
Just, is it not like scraps of families all put together?
Oh, thanks.
What?
What scraps of family? My whole family.
Oh, your whole family, but scraps of... Don't have Halloween at Christmas like that song.
Blink 182.
Hello there. Angel from my nightmare. Touch my bars and make me lots of sick. I know the words. In my bars there. what were you playing earlier? And I was just like, oh yeah, it was Fat Man Scoop. Like, that's a real song of him. Just going, who's fucking a knight? Who's fuck? Change the accent, that's rare.
Yeah,
that's...
it's not right, is it?
Yeah. Who's fucking the knight? Imagine that was Nathan Carter. Or one of them other country singers. Who's fucking the knight? Who's fucking the knight? Are you fucking the knight? What about you, Teresa? Are you fucking?
Where's like, no.
Jim, are you fucking the knight? Here. You fucking? Huh? Are you putting generous dick in slippery slit? So your grandma's party was so lit, and we didn't dress up. I made a pumpkin though, it's pretty fucking sweet. I might put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You were very angry that I went ahead and made it.
Yeah, of course I was. I was in the living room thinking, what does that smell? Because I got these pumpkins to carve, and then I turned around and you were like, carved it all. I was like, why would you carve a pumpkin by yourself? Like, oh, I just want to do it. Like, why would I even wait? You wouldn't even wait for me to...
Sometimes I do things, like, they make me seem like the biggest cunt ever. And I really didn't mean
it.
I know, you do.
I
didn't mean it at all.
But that's what I mean. You wouldn't even think in your head, maybe there's two pumpkins here. Maybe me and Maureen should do this at the same time because we kind of...
Well, you haven't done yours, so...
Yeah, well, I can't now. You've ruined it.
Why?
Ruined it forever.
We've only one set of tools, eh?
Good.
So... I mean, well, I sort of thought I'd probably have to do both of them, in all fairness.
Why?
Because I'm a big, strong man with generous pace.
It is literally the tiniest pumpkin you can get.
They're the tougher ones.
Is it?
Tough skin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job, I have a tough skin. I didn't cry when I did that.
You nearly did, though.
So, yeah, I threw it in the ground and I smashed it all up.
Smashing pumpkins?
Pumpkins, that's where it came from. That's why it was an argument.
That Billy Corbin's or whatever his name is? Corgan? Corgan?
Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola? Corgan Bojic? Yeah, that's where the band... He did that to his girlfriend, and she smashed it in the floor, and he's like, that's the name of my band. Just burn on my ring, I still just dick in my band. Do you hear the rattle? In the back of my throat there. Hello there. I'm from Blink Around Your Tattoos. Let's move on to some questions. Do you want to talk about any... So, I mean, we did watch some freaky shit last night. We watched Tom the Bear O'Mahony.
What was it called? Irish Ghost Hunters?
Irish Ghost Hunters. He has played Lavery's many times before, but now he's on this Ghost Hunter show. And how did you find that? Was it staged at all? Probably. What do you think?
Probably.
Probably. There was a lot of hammy acting in it. Like,
Do you know, fine with those like Irish shows? You're just like, there's just something missing. If it was... Sometimes shows need to be a bit American looking where they do like, you know, crazy music and loads of...
They try to do
like,
it.
Shots and like edited really quickly. Whereas if it's not... Oh, no way!
We've just been released out of our own living room by your mother.
Yes.
She's a saint.
Thank God she was there.
Thank God, because I'd have had to just stab and eat you.
With what?
My generous dick. Huh? Picking up where I left off with my jokes. All right, let's get through these questions. There's more questions this week than there's been ever.
Why?
Should we just do them all? Why? Because my fucking podcast getting out of control more and balling out of control with all you other fucking F-words. Stop doing your podcasts.
Where do you want to start?
Get us fucking keeps on rolling. Isn't that right, Maureen? Inch by inch. Don't make me turn into fucking Al Pacino at the end of that film.
Where do we start here?
At the fucking start of them, bitches!
Alright.
Down, down. Other way, that's up. Down, down, down. Stop. Okay, let's go up a little bit. Okay, start of the questions. By the way, shout out to Nathan O'Regan. He must be a singer-songwriter from Cork, I think.
Oh.
Who, in his pick of the month, picked me.
Oh, for second podcast?
Pick of the month. Why did you click on that, Maureen? You've ruined everything.
I did not click on
nothing. You've ruined
everything,
okay? You've just no Twitter etiquette whatsoever. Twitter etiquette. Okay. So, yeah, second time in the... Stop touching things, Maureen. This is where it starts. And this is... Stop touching.
I'm not touching anything.
Generous pace. Okay. So, there's a lot of questions. Okay, let's just start. Chris Reezy, 7. Bit early, but what's the dealio with hecklers at comedy gigs? The one at the Ulster Hall was a prick. Yeah, some dude we talked about earlier just went, fat cunt. But then there was also a guy who was with some friends and he looked like he was visibly vomiting down himself. So,
that's cool.
It's a long night. Oh my god, garlic. Mike Hawk had an amazing night at the Ulster Hall gig, but if you could do it all over again, is there anything you'd do differently? Well, Mike, you're saying that like you have suggestions, so why don't you send them on over to Twitter?
Yeah, what do you think
we'd
do differently?
Yeah, I'd have done it by myself. That's my only regret.
That, you're not saying that it was bad, but like, you'd probably obviously like to.
No, I just mean if you're knocking your fucking pan in, it may as well be to do your whole show by yourself.
True that.
Instead of fucking 10 minutes, you know what I mean? It was like 7 months of just pushing it, and then you get to release all that steam by doing 10 minutes. Who gives a flan fuck?
Lennox, I blame you. I still haven't recovered from
Ulster Hall.
Ulster Hall was epic. I love your vlogs, especially when you discussed your history. What's the future for the vlogs? Have they stopped?
No, I just missed a week because I'm lazy, but there's one up today. If you're listening to this podcast, there's a new one available from the Ulster Hall, and there'll be another one on Friday. We'll keep the balls rolling.
Funny enough, what really happened to you, and you said it to me, was sometimes you do so many things during a week that the time it would spend, like say it's like 4 days of like filming a thing, and this on, and you do record all of it, but like, as you said, like it takes so long to edit that and get it up and in time for the next vlog that you're sort of going, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to do all that now because it needs to be up tomorrow.
Like,
or it needs to be up today and you have time and then you start your next one.
See people doing like daily vlogs and it looks like a lot of work. It's probably less work than a weekly vlog.
Because it's only small bits of editing to do. Whereas
you're making one day's event look interesting instead of trying to cram a weekend to like what's essentially a program then.
Yeah.
Like, I was editing a vlog that had us out filming in the forest, then my surprise birthday party, then there was another thing, and I was like, this is like loads of shit going in. And I just started again on Saturday. I was like, I'm just going to start the Ulster Hall, put it out on Monday, get back on track. So they haven't stopped, and they'll
but
continue.
Probably, well, maybe not a daily vlog, but maybe just like...
each little event.
Just video every time, you know, put a video out anytime you can. Rather than, I think sometimes like the Monday, Friday thing's hard for you because sometimes you have too much stuff that'll go into a Monday one, then maybe not enough for a Friday because you're just working, say, like doing loads of office work, which is kind of like, oh.
Boring.
Not even boring, but then it's kind of like too much, you know, whereas you could just maybe just make them as and when.
By the way, if anyone has any questions for vlogs that can be answered in vlogs, send them to me. Either comment on the video or send it on Twitter. Because that discussing the history thing I only did because I had no other shit filmed.
Well, you'd always sort of thought of doing that, didn't you? And then you thought, well, this movie is a good opportunity. But I like watching videos like that.
Yeah, I've never had... It doesn't even have that many views compared to the other vlogs, but it has more comments than any of them.
Oh, same guy. Ever find yourself at a creative roadblock? Does creativity always come easy to you? What's your process? That's a good question. So do you ever find yourself at a roadblock?
Only if I'm trying to do things for other people. If someone was like, come up with ideas for us based around a certain thing, sometimes I get a bit stuck. I
usually because there's so many like limitations, isn't there? Like, well, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't say this.
If all I had to do all day was make videos by myself, I would never run out of ideas.
Yeah, you're the one person who I've seen never run out of ideas, ever. Like, so even creative, if you have something like
decked.
Someone comes to you for something, it could be anything. It could be like BBC, it could be an individual with a business, and they'll ask for ideas, and you're like, yeah, I've got 12. Like, and they'll be like, well, you know, they need something else, like, no problem, I'll think of, you know, there's never like, well, I've thought of this one good one, and if I don't use this, that's all I have. You're always like, no, I've got 15 ideas at any one point about the one thing.
Yeah,
like, I've never ever seen you be like, oh, really, I really don't know what to do for
really
this.
Talented and
yeah,
generous. Portioned in the dick.
But that's a good thing, though. So what? So what's Casey, your process called?
Casey Neistat said ideas are easy.
Yeah, it's actually doing it, isn't it? What is your process? Do you have a process?
No, just try a lot of things and not enjoy them for many, many years, and then be able to think really quickly and directly.
I think your process is that you have, through a series of what you did for university, what you did for fun, what you find fun, your own humour and sort of likes and tastes, all those things together just gives you a really good eye for things, I think. Like, you can just film something and it just looks good a lot of the time because you just go, well, if you hold the camera there, or if you do that for just hold that a little bit longer. But you see it, and you know what? I'll say this for you. A lot of other people won't see the work that you put into other people's videos, where, like, they could go, oh, that guy was so funny in your video, or that guy was so funny. Whereas you don't see the bit that you edit out, which is you going, say this, say that,
yeah,
do that bit, but
I
do it a bit longer.
Everyone, every funny line I've ever said.
Yeah.
And my dick is generously portioned.
Okay.
Yeah. Touch me and made another stick.
Most people
we're talking too much about me. Let's
you get
on.
A big head. You're just like, oh, you've got such a big dick when people talk about
yeah.
you.
Keep talking. Swelling up. Shiny purple.
I mean that. I genuinely mean that as a good thing because...
Yeah, I should do like...
I think people don't realise the work that maybe you throw into it. The little extra tweaks, and that's what really makes the whole idea work, I think.
Class. Now, so there you go. Luke Sweeney...
Right, someone's slide calling off now.
Thanks, Moyne. Luke Sweeney, most memorable Halloween experience that involved alcohol.
You're bound to have some good ones in Derry, no?
I don't know. Just get really drunk and...
Have you never just got really drunk at some silly Halloween?
I don't think of some of the things...
You were probably never in the Holy Lands, you see, for Halloween?
Nah.
I never really was, but there was one year I was technically there, actually. And we all went, me and a load of my friends, there was about six or seven of us. No, we had booked flights, as you do as a student, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
To go to Liverpool.
Yeah.
So obviously it's at 6 a.m. the flight, of course it is. So we thought, well, we'll go out because it was the like Holy Lands as in student-y Halloween night. So we didn't really get dressed up, so we just put on normal clothes and just covered ourselves in blood essentially and face paints and went to a party at someone's house, got really drunk to the point where you're going, why would you ever do that? Like drink that much vodka, that is a terrible idea. Felt really ill. We went to this party where everyone was absolutely gorgeous, like dressed up beautifully, and we were just covered in shit, like
bin bags around you,
just
witch
the worst, like just not like fancy girl outfits at all. And then we all sort of went to bed for about an hour, and then we just had to wake up. The taxis were there because we booked taxis, luckily that was the only thing we did do, and everyone's like, get out. And then Michael, friend of the show Michael, I had to wake him up because he was coming with us, and he was asleep and he didn't even pack a bag or anything. And I was like, Michael, the taxi is outside. And he literally opened his eyes, went, oh shit, got his bag and just opened his drawers and just threw whatever. He literally grabbed four things. And I went, do you have your passport? And I went, yes, I have that. And we just ran out. So we got the taxi and got on the plane. And obviously, the flight to Liverpool is like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But we hadn't really been to sleep. And we were still like, we'd all baby wiped our face, obviously. But you know when the edge is red?
Green, yeah.
Everyone's eyes are black and red still. Everyone's face. Michael Coyle, he dresses the devil. So he was covered in red paint. We all fell asleep on the 15-minute flight. Like, there was about six or seven of us just asleep the whole way. And then we were like, we had to get off. We're like, oh my God. And then me and Rosie had booked a bag on. And we sat waiting, you know, for the actual suitcase. Because we were there for about a week and a half or something. We went to leave. We did loads of stuff. And we were waiting at this, like, the bag carousel-y thing for ages. And we were just, you know, when you're sitting on the floor at this stage, you're like, this is taking so long. And we turned around. And it was the one that was next to us. We were looking just at an empty one that was just going round that had no one on it. It wasn't a flight that was in yet. And we turned around and we went, are you actually joking me? And then we just went to Liverpool and slept.
That's
and then
my
we
better
went
story
out.
Than any that I can remember right now.
And we went out and then we dressed. We didn't buy any costumes because we were Liverpool. So we did the like Belfast one. Then we went to Liverpool for Halloween. And then we did Leeds for Halloween. We did like three Halloweens in a row because they're all different student nights. And we went to Liverpool and... As I said, we didn't buy any costumes, so we just decided that I would all go as, like, the first letter of your name. So we just had to go to Sainsbury's and buy stuff. So I had a stripy top, so I went as a mime. Just face painted my face.
That's so dumb.
And now he's got like gloves and had a striped top. It was class. And then I met someone at a party who was dressed as a mime, exactly the same as me. And like all I did was buy white gloves, paint my face. It was class.
It's crazy. I remember going as like Jason from the Jason films. And I looked really, like legit scary. People were like...
I think I've seen a photo of that.
Getting out of the way and all. And I was like, yeah, fucking chop your head off. I can't breathe over here. Let's move on. That was a really good story. I don't have any that good.
No, that was very fun actually. I wouldn't recommend it.
How does it feel to have celebrity fans? Wee Ginger Bake Off finalist. He's not that famous if you don't know his name. There was for sure sitting near me on Saturday night. Yeah, he's Dave Elliott's sister's mate.
He was sitting behind me.
You know, and just because you're on TV on a competition doesn't make you a fucking celebrity making buns.
Well, he's known.
Tell him to get 1,000 people to the fucking Ulster Hall. It's like, my dick. Your fucking French fancies. Fuck off. No, he's Dave's sister's mate, as far as I know.
He seemed very pleasant.
Fuck that. Was it fuck one, marry one, kill one? Josh Homme. That's how you say that, isn't it? I've heard him say it. Julian Casablancas, Jack White. Kill Julian Casablancas. Don't really care for him that much. Marry Josh.
Marry Josh.
Just fuck Jack White in the ass. Woo!
Sure.
Where do you source the music for your YouTube vids? Phil McEwen makes them. Send me more, Phil. He doesn't listen to this. Send me more.
They're really good, aren't they?
They're really good. Hip-hoppy beats.
Yeah, essentially you have to just get someone to make your music now, don't you?
Yeah,
you cannot get away with
it. You can use the YouTube library. Also.
But is it hard to use or anything? Or is it just... crap.
No, I think you just need to have a YouTube account or be a YouTube partner.
But is it like hard to find things on it?
Nah, you just type in what genre and whatever you want, and there's a pile of you just have to click through them. That's the nightmare. Last time you had food poisoning, probably when we were on holiday.
Probably when you had that Greggs.
And just barfed. That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's more or less what food poisoning is.
Yeah. And I had some old rice today, so we'll see what the asshole antics are like in the morning.
We should do a poll. Who thinks you can eat rice again or not?
It was fried up the fuck, like.
It was also sitting out all night. So
in a cold kitchen.
It was not that cold.
It was. Who gives a shit? Okay, scroll down. Thoughts on Billy Mitchell, not of EastEnders, but of the 80s gaming. Check it. He looks like Drake, doesn't he? Totally. Yeah, he's the guy from that King of Kong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he fucked that guy over. Can't really remember much of it because it's about games and who gives a shit, grow up, but...
He does look like a weird Drake,
I am just a weird Drake. Men with long hair is so sketchy, isn't it? Do you ever think you would do a stand-up gig in Dublin or Galway? Yeah, I think it's about time. We probably should. I could do a small venue in Dublin and avoid the clubs, I'm sure.
What would be a good idea is if anyone's from any of those places to be like, here's a good one to do. That's probably the hardest thing is being like,
venue. Like, what's a good one to do? It's like someone coming to Belfast and going, oh, I've booked the green room and the black box. And you go, perfect. People go there.
Yeah, it's a nice room.
People know that they do little shows. You're going to get the fucking pretentious hipster crowd, but at least it's a crowd. Who think they're going to see something, you know. That's what I was saying the other day. I was like... any fucking open micer does their first fucking one-man show in the green room in the black box with 6 people at it. 2 of them are reviewers from, like, Belfast, whatever. And they're like, we sell out the fucking Ulster Hall. Not a sniff of a fucking producer or anything. All those ones that were chains. Well, obviously he's talented or whatever, they said. What'd the guy say? He's my talent or something. I don't even know if I told Shane that. There was a producer there and he's like, hey, she hands off my talent or something. And I was like, oh dear.
Is that euphemism or?
I don't know. I feel like I'd have to kill someone if I was ever referred to as their talent. But I'm only joking. I'd probably cry if someone said talent at all. But what was my point? Oh yeah, no reviewers, no fucking nothing, you know?
No papers,
there's
nothing.
There's no meat in it, you know? They're going to turn up and go, what happened? Oh, they were all fucking hilarious and it was packed. That's a short article, isn't it? You've all short articles, no generous dicks like me. Next question, Maureen, fuck's sake.
If you had to spend the rest of your life as one of your characters, which one would you choose?
Colin Geddes, the stand-up.
Now, what would you choose, right enough?
Gary Henderson.
Would you?
Yeah, doing the most Dickens. Oh dear, what happened there?
Dickens.
Now there's 30 questions here, okay? Any tips on writing a history dissertation, lad? And that's from Douglas James. Listen, if you're not interested in it, you're probably not going to be able to write an essay on it. You know what I'm saying? Get me to write an essay on the history of the UFC. I'll fucking knock it out in 10 minutes because I'm interested in it. You shouldn't have to revise anything if you're really into history, okay, Douglas?
Did you see that cheat that you can do that? Yeah. To get your word count up, you write it in, you write it, type it out, but then you put it in like white writing so you can't see it, but your word count is really high.
What?
So that looks like you've finished the word count, but you haven't actually written anything that much.
What?
You just type in a load of letters and turn the letters into white so that it doesn't, you can't see them, but your word count is up. Your letter count is up.
Like a paragraph of just letters?
Yeah, it's just letters.
Oh my god, smoke my day.
And you turn it into white writing so you
can't
see it.
That's almost a genius, is putting a parking ticket on, like a used parking ticket under your wiper. And then you don't get a ticket because you already look like you have a ticket.
Oh my
god, milk my teats into a beaker. Make it into cheese. Cheese. Tit cheese. Milky man's tit cheese.
And this is why Colin is okay without coffee.
Go. Mickey Kwan.
Is there such a thing as grey pubes?
Probably white, aren't they?
Bound to be. Do starfish have ears?
No.
Yes. All right. What is it like to sell at the Ulster Hall? Colin, what is it like?
A relief.
A relief. Cool. When's Barry the Blender making his UFC debut? Was there on Saturday night and had a great night.
Fella. Chris McClintock. I would love to get a wee job at UFC.
That'd
Belfast,
be sweet, wouldn't it?
Just walk out, beat the shit out of someone. Only joking.
Paddy Johnson.
Probably lose my breath getting up the steps.
When's the next Ulster Hall gig? It's great to see local talent still at a local venue.
I hate that term, but I appreciate it. Local talent, you know, you're good for here. You know, that sort of thing. You know, you wouldn't go like, and so I watch you from afar, local band.
Well, people would say that.
Even though they're...
Yeah, but it's location.
World-dominating fucking rock
giants.
They mean
in terms of location. They don't mean local as in small.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be. You know, I hate these people that only fucking come out for people that they'd see on Live at the Apollo or something. But then I can't blame them at the same time because just get more famous. But, I mean, a system... is fucked in
Are you
country.
Talking yourself now?
Yes.
Or okay.
You're talking.
Would you rather do Donald Trump's body with Hillary Clinton's face, or Hillary Clinton's body with Donald Trump's face?
What do you mean? Do it, like bang them?
Do it. Would you rather do them?
Well, you'd have his face on her body and just flip her on her front. You know. All what
right.
Saying?
Okay. That's enough.
Go to town on that ass. Google her ass. Google Hillary's ass.
Would you
ass.
Let someone surgically remove your ears for a magic satchel that made
dump
you
right
fly?
In the day. Say it again.
Would you let someone surgically remove your ears for a magic satchel that made you fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do out ears, no sweat. I have no other features on my head anyway, so... You know, I shave my fucking face stubble down too much and it just looks like an ass cheek.
Jeffrey, did you shit...
Jeffrey? Huh?
That's cool. Did you shit a brick about not selling enough tickets? Think about doing it again solo, Think you could sell it out? Would it be an interesting gig doing it with each of your different characters doing a 10-minute set? Well, Jeffrey, that's many questions there. But
well, Jeffrey, I wouldn't do it as characters at all because live characters suck dick. Could I sell
that
it out?
That could work, though.
Could I sell it out? Yeah, I think so.
I think you definitely could.
Did I shit a brick about not selling enough tickets? See, once it hit about 600, I knew it would sell out. Think about doing it again solo, absolutely.
Yeah, I think like any gig you do, like anyone does for anything, you always go, oh, I hope people come. It's like anything, do you?
Yeah.
But it's always fine. Christopher McMullen, do you like to party?
He's a drummer in Bonnevilles.
Is he?
Aye.
I like to party, yeah.
I wasn't asking you. I like to party.
Well, I also like to party.
We both like
to
party.
You only like to party because I like to party, so.
Here's a question for you, Chris. Would you just play a garage rock party if we just had a party in our garage with a load of people and beer?
Yeah, we'll give you sausages.
I'll all chip in like
beers,
like 10 or each, and see how many millies that gets you, and then we have a keg of beer.
Yeah,
and we fill. Oh my god, best vlog ever. Whose birthday is it? Your birthday. Will you play a set? You're already down the road, sure. and we'll have a garage party for Maureen's birthday.
Are you trying to make up for the fact that I give you the best birthday in the world?
Well, it was alright, but yeah, we'll just have fun. You said 27's not even a real birthday.
Don't tell everyone my age.
You old bitch. Right. 30's the new 28. Here.
No, not reading that one.
Gun to your head. Hold on, where's the question? What did you dress up for Halloween? Didn't get a chance. You're on death row. What's your last meal?
Rice and eggs.
Rice and eggs.
Is our favourite meal ever?
No, for real though, what would you have? You're allowed like a desk full of food is what you can have. You can have everything.
I would have like a chocolate fudge cake and a banoffee, first of all.
To start.
Then I'd have...
You're like licking your teeth, like salivating here.
I know. Everything I like is with rice. I would either get a curry with rice, or I would get like a chili, or I would get fried rice and eggs. Like if I could get
that
pork fried rice
with an egg on it.
A fried egg on it that you get in Thailand, I'll be happy with 9 of those.
Nice. I would like that and just a bucket of like freshly fried chicken. Not old, like it's in a bucket fried chicken. I would also like just a really nice steak with some like, actually, you know, like see like steak and like asparagus or something, like buttery greens. That's what I like with steak. And then Blue Dragon chili noodles, which you can't buy anymore, but I would literally want like a 23p
pack. I would just like a bowl of stuffing with peppered sauce on it.
And you just eat it like cereal?
Yeah.
You dirty bitch.
That's the nicest in the world.
I would take just a full ham, like the one your mom makes with all the fucking...
Yes,
And then just a jar of French, like dark French mustard.
I would have a full ham. That's why I would have a full ham.
My generous piece is about to erupt over here. I'm about to erupt.
What about pizza though as well? Pizza's
good.
Yeah,
big old sloppy pizza.
Oh God, bro.
I love like a wee thin crispy pizza, but it's really hot. You know, it's really...
I feel like we liked so much food that by the time we got to then, they'd be like, forget it. Like just... Yeah. I'll kill you now. Just let them go because they're...
You know we're
only
going to have to cut this out of your belly and you're dead. So
this is going to be an absolute mess right now.
You're going to fuck ulcer.
I know. Imagine you dead. Killing yourself. All coming out.
Like that wee fucking possum that had too many buns in that picture. Just all fat.
If they were trying to give you some sort of lethal injection...
Good fucking luck. Carry me out of here, lads. Fucking hope you've done your fucking deadlifts.
They'd have to give you like 17 injections. Like, this is not working.
They'd have to fucking chop me up like a whale on the beach.
Yeah.
Straight through my leg. And you know that, remember the picture of the whale and they like stick a knife in its belly and go doosh, all the gas in its stomach? That'd be me, but just doosh, noodles and pizza. And you shed yourself when you die, so
that's what I mean. You'd cause an absolute mess.
Get the fucking snowplow out for that one. You'd push it all in the corner. I need a wedding.
So anyway.
Anyway, next question.
Good question.
Gun to your head, would you rather suck a wab or take it up the shifter? I mean, you're not in control if someone's bucking you up the arse, but if you're sucking dicks, I feel like you're more in control.
Think so? What's your favourite colour, Colin?
Dick?
From not for you.
By the way, shifter is my new favourite word.
Wab.
Wab. Yeah, well, we're wab. Well.
Ben.
Favourite colour? Oh, what a terrible question. Grey.
Is yours grey? Yours is either black, white, red, or grey. That's it.
Or yellow, bright yellow.
Okay,
I would
that's
never
too
wear
many
it.
Colours now.
Okay. Black.
Favourite colour to wear is probably black, isn't it? Or grey?
Mm.
I wear a lot of black.
Yeah, I like things that are quite dark, though.
I know him.
Who was he there on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the best birthday present you received?
From Connor Curry.
I'm probably holding it right now. Maureen got me a Joby Gorilla Pod, but also the gift of joy with my surprise party.
Yeah.
But then I also got some real... It's weird that the little relationship we have with now, with Ray and Teresa, who are what relation do you
well,
even? They're
Teresa
like our adopted...
Mummy's cousin?
Your mum's cousin.
They're just like super cool
they're
people.
They're just two cool people, but I feel like they're almost like, we're like their adopted, like rent-a-god children or something. I don't know what it is.
That's what it feels like.
Friendly. They bought some very expensive whiskey there.
Maybe they will adopt us someday.
Maybe, hopefully.
That'd be good.
Absolutely loaded. But that was some nice whiskey on it. Expensive. I'm scared to open it. I feel like I need to bury that in the garden or something. Dad got me a nice watch though, too.
The watch is lovely.
The black on black on black on black. Gangster as fuck. What's wrong, Wayne? You alright? You sad that you don't have a party yet?
Yeah.
The Bonobos are going to play. We've talked to them. We spoke to them already.
Oh, is that, is that, that's happening then? Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
More for me. Like, but you know, you can do it. You can put your headphones in.
Thank you.
How many Norris? Oh, fuck off. Brian Pentland, what's your favourite biscuit? Soggy ones, someone's written there, like jizzing on them. Jared Moran.
What is your favourite biscuit though? How do you answer
that? Oh, fuck me.
This chocolate
is like,
digestives are this is like, superior. What's your, no, Hobnobs are actually pretty good.
Vienna or something? What's the one that's like shortbread with a chocolate in the middle and another shortbread?
Yuck, horrible.
Fox's Viennas or something? Fox's Viennas? What the fuck are they called? Anyway, they're nice. What other biscuits? You know what I love? Tonics. Fucking those little caramels. That's,
no, I don't like them.
They taste like they're
out
of date.
I like the Tonics tea cakes.
Oh,
they,
no, the other ones taste like a Drifter, but they're nice. I like loads of biscuits are nice. Like
I really enjoy
good, like,
a Blue Ribbond.
Like a
Ribbond?
Bibbond?
A Ribbond.
They're disgusting. Ribbon.
They're not.
What
I
about
like
a digestive with butter on it?
No.
Digestives are like, why do they call them digestives?
That's like you with Jamaica cake with butter on it. This doesn't make sense. It's a cake, you don't butter.
I bet
it.
You if you asked like
Colin, you
like
not
a fucking
butter,
chef,
you.
like Jamie Oliver, he'd be like, yeah, it's nice because you got the it's salty and also like fucking like sweet. It's a perfect match. And
doesn't mean it's right though.
Have you ever toasted a ginger cake? Never. No. It'd be ridiculous.
Oh look, same question from Kenneth Wilson. Your final meal.
Oh, that's what he wrote under that. Like,
really?
Oh, sorry, Jared Moore. Did you notice me falling up the woodworker's steps, the stairs and woodworkers, like a spastic, or did I get away with it?
Was that on Saturday?
You got away with it till just there now.
To be honest, the whole place was insane. There was a girl walking around as a bunch of grapes with actually fully blown up balloons. Not just as my sister said, you kind of like half blow them up. So you got a bit of movement. She had like 96 full balloons. She could not move in that place.
Real quick.
Funny though.
Why is George Clooney still being billed as like the sexy man?
I don't know. Is he a sexy? I don't find him a sexy man. But
Maureen, he probably has grey asshole hair coming out of his.
But some
cheeks.
People like that. Some people like that, like sort of suave,
his,
older
his
gentleman
nuts are probably
thing.
Like strapped to his leg with a fucking expensive belt.
Like wee wrinkly legs.
Yeah, I bet he's got no power in his legs at all.
Like, you've no muscles left in your legs? Just
yeah,
like
he's wasting away.
Your skin's real soft.
He's so light in the ass. He's got
really
no,
soft skin, like powder.
He's got no power. He's got no, like.
Now, we don't know this, Colin. He could be an absolute beast under there.
In the bed?
In the bed? No, he's like.
Like, and you're going, I must do something about this bed. And he's like, that's my lumbar spine. And then he goes to blow a load, and it's just like.
Like, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you cut a Kiev open.
Colin, there's a million questions and you're talking about TV ever. Anything cool you can tell us about the Ulster Hall that you get to see as a performer from John James?
No, literally nothing.
It's funny that because you might go, oh, I bet you. So. But you literally, like, you go up the stage and there's like a wee door and then it's just like corridors, like
yeah,
any other kind of
may
corridors.
May as well be a fucking hospital or a hotel or
like,
something.
Yeah,
it's
anywhere,
clinical.
Like with offices and stuff. Corridors. Go up a flight or whatever, and then there's a room, and the green room's kind of cool. That was kind of the other one was cool as well.
A green room, so
but it's just a big room with like sofas.
I'm
and
not
stuff
like there was no sense of like, isn't it amazing that like Led Zeppelin played here? There was no sense of that for me whatsoever. I didn't give a flying fuck. It's just a bit.
I think
it's
the
a room. It's just a big
the bit
room.
That's cool is when you're on stage and you're looking out because most people don't see it from that angle. Which is
that's
like
why
cool.
I would do it again myself because it was 10 minutes and it just
yeah,
wasn't
I think
enough.
You deserved it. You could definitely do it again, but okay.
But apart from that, John James, not really.
So Joe Miller, what topic would you not make a joke about?
I would just if I found something funny in something, I would make a joke about it.
I think, that's
but I wouldn't
it.
Go out of my way to be like, I think I should make a joke about child rape because, you know, I feel like I should to be edgy.
I think the thing is, if it's a joke, if it's something that can be funny or be made light of, then that's okay. But I think it's just that, yeah, as you say, like, you don't just make a joke to be controversial or not make a joke because it seems taboo or something.
Yeah. Also, it's comedy, so definitely don't worry about
it. But essentially, there's not really a topic as such that you would be like, I'll never touch that. It just depends, isn't it? It's always a case-by-case kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't really
ask that girl from Queens. She seems to fucking write the rules on what you can say and what you can't say.
I didn't come here to hear jokes about fucking whatever.
And you're like, yeah, no one comes to hear jokes about the terrible about thing anything, that they fucking... There's plenty of horrific jokes about everything that you can run into if you stay watching comedy long enough.
Well, my opinion on her was, if you're trying to be offended, you know, if you're trying to find something offensive, you'll find it. Like, you'll if you go out looking for a problem, you'll certainly find it.
If you're looking
at
a fucking safe space, a live comedy gig is not it. If you don't want to be triggered, which apparently you can't even say the fucking word triggered now. You can't say triggered because people will be triggered. It's like talking about anxiety and people are like, oh, I'm anxious now. Fuck me. Sort yourselves out.
Anyway, Helen, what was your Halloween costume?
Didn't do it, but I saw a Facebook flashback of... me and you in Tesco's, and I was as Bronson.
Are you talking to Helen still, or me and you? Oh, you and me.
Oh yeah, and it made me want to wear that immediately.
I know, but as I said, it just the way it fell this year. We just didn't end up doing anything.
Great gig on Saturday night, but why do people go to a comedy night and then talk to each other loudly when the acts are on?
I don't know.
One word, mate. Drink.
One hint.
Is this where I should go to meet new friends in San Francisco? And do you think it will... My wife will mind?
Where was it? It was hidden.
SF Grapplers Wrestling Club. Sure.
Why do people... I don't know why people...
It's just... People just drink too much and...
They drink too much easily.
Yeah, it's drink. Drink fucking... You need it to a certain extent to make people loosen up a bit. But people get so plastered. There was a dude right in front of the stage who was literally like bobbing his head... knackered.
And but I think it's silly because people then either miss out on the night that they've been planning or they've bought a ticket to or whatever, and then number two, they can ruin someone else's night because lots of people are there just to listen and then they can't get to listen. And it is a thing of like people drink too much to try and have a good time, but then they actually don't, they don't, because I'm the same. If I've, you know, had a few drinks, I'll not listen properly, or you're not, or you will like go, oh, what about that? You know, so
there's gigs that I've been going to go to and started drinking and went, I'm just not going to go to that because I knew my mind wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What do you think of them lube heads at the DUP? Yeah, they're a bit embarrassing at this point, aren't they?
That video of them dancing was...
Arlene's on fire! Bloody fucking bloody blah! Probably because she hates gays, but we'd love to just eat muff. Could you look more like a big fucking bull dyke? I don't think I should be allowed to get married, but I think I should be able to secretly absolutely tongue punch someone's vulva just for the crack, okay? Look at my nose, it looks like a dick.
Good impression.
Thank you. What do you think? Do you remember her plowing through Dungannon Park in her high heels and just leaving big old fucking hoof marks on the floor? She looks like fucking... like she played second row for Ireland. But definitely not in Ireland though, Northern Ireland. Up the fucking hoods. Gordon Baker. What point did you know you wanted to be a stand-up? I'm still not even sure if I do want to be one. David Swan. Why don't you ever see ads for advertising companies? Because they're never out of business, mate. They don't need to advertise. They're just creaming money. Ulster Hall. Live up to your expectations. What would you do differently next time? I would do it myself next time. Not that I didn't have a good time, but... like I said, it's a lot of effort to do 10 minutes. If you could go back in time once and change a single thing, what would it be?
It's hard to know, isn't it?
I probably would have just done business at school.
You would have learned business?
Just some sort of business studies. What would I have done?
It's funny, isn't it? Because like, I've done loads of things where I'm like, oh, like, I did a million university courses and wasted so much money. But then, it's a bit like, if I didn't do that, then I wouldn't have ended up doing... You know, it really does lead you somewhere.
Yeah, you have to fuck up a few times.
Even if you, like, I still got to the same place where I am now, it just... that wee bit of time passing was better for me to do it. You know, it's kind of... it's weird, like, because at the time you'd be like, oh my God, why did I do that? Or I dropped out of this, or I ruined this, or whatever, but... I always have to say, you know, you always do say to yourself, will this matter in 5 years? And most things don't.
No. Not at all.
Would you change, unless you're talking like a completely like, this changes the world kind of a change. But then, what would you do? Where would you even start?
Exactly.
There's not one thing you could change that would eradicate
loads
of things.
Go back in time once and change a single thing, what would it be? Well, you know, you could go back and change one thing, and you don't know if you could come back to the same spot right now.
Exactly.
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 I probably would have just stopped Maureen trying to kiss me that one night. Just,
would you have ruined your life?
Stop kissing me, Maureen.
No, I'm joking. We can't.
No, I think you just have to let things play. Unless it's a horrific, like, life-changing accident or something. But then people have terrible accidents and their life improves. You know, they're like, I can't walk now, but I have a fucking Olympic gold medal and a little sponsorship and everything.
Yeah, they've done something better almost with it.
Where are we? Would you rather cycle anywhere on a bike with a dildo for a seat, crawl over on your hands and knees, no other form of transportation ever?
Oh, that's tough.
Cycle everywhere with a dildo on the seat and just not let it go in my anus. You know, just bend it forward and sit on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you would get used to that anyway, would you not? I feel like every time you had to crawl somewhere, every second you'd be like, I hate this.
But also, you know, you don't have to like... what I assume is, what you know, you're going to have to stop, take off your boxers and jeans and then let it glide into your asshole and then start cycling. You know what I mean? You can just get on, nudge it over where your ass cheek, sit on it and it's poking out the side and then cycle away.
I think the point is that you'd have to sit on it, they're trying to say, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to tailor all of your trousers then to fit like, that in.
I don't know. Yeah, hold on, I just opened my ass, Percy.
That is...
Mick Higney, Doug Stanhope, thoughts?
He does have thoughts, you're right.
He does.
He has many thoughts.
Some great thoughts, in fact.
He's a very smart man, like...
He's very smart. He gets a bit much for me. So I do love him. I love Doug Stanhope. I could listen to him do almost everything
great
except
voice.
Straight stand-up. He's almost like a cartoon of a underground sort of comic. He's very good. I'm sure the casual comedy fan would watch it and go, what's this I'm watching? You know, he's a real, like, comedian's comedian, I think. How many people do you reckon brought their own carry out on Saturday? A lot of them.
I can vouch for two. Well, when everyone left, there was so many Buckfast bottles. Well, at one side that there was loads. We, like, half-fulls.
Yeah, there was a guy at the front, you're like, there's no way you're that drunk drinking fucking pints from the bar, sir. Cinderella.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty dear to buy a drink in there, so why not?
Why not? They didn't give us free bottles of water, so I'm under the impression you just bring your everything you want. Do you want a fucking portable barbecue? Fire that up,
yeah,
make a
bring
sausage.
Your own food, bring whatever.
You're getting fuck all in them, boys.
Blend up your own cocktails.
I was just wondering how many such. Just let me email Tina, who fucking looks after the things. Anyway, final question, Barry Devaney. Who would win in a wrestling match in lube between you and Connor Keys? Let me tell you something. The only thing he would beat me in is a weed smoking competition. You see all these comedians, you know, you're like, oh, you have to be whatever. Not me. I'm competitive as fuck, Maureen. I'd beat the shit out of Connor Keys in that lube. Drown him. Beat them all. Bring them all. I'll fight any of them. Dave Elliott was like, oh, I'm fighting a blue collar boxing match. I was like, Dave, I beat the flying fuck clean out of you. for charity, not even for charity, for me. I'd be like, fuck that, I just put on a show, I'm taking the money. Make a wish I just get all the cash, you dead bastards. Anyway, I should probably edit that out. Let's wrap this podcast up, Maureen, because I can't get a word in edgeways. Are you okay? Is that right? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you loading? Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm starving. I haven't eaten like 2 hours ago and I got trapped in a room.
That'll do right. That'll do rightly. So beer52.com, remember guys, banter 10 if you want to get...
Banter 10.
£10. Apparently it's going really well. The guy emailed me.
The Ben. Beers were lovely.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Strong too.
That's me. You only need
about 3 beers if they're really
three
good
of them,
beer.
It's the equivalent of drinking like a box of beer. That's how it feels.
Yeah, you're well toasty, like, you go to sleep.
I think it'd be a good present.
Yeah.
Because it's actually...
But it is a subscription, so it's kind of like...
Yeah.
You can't buy a one-off box of beer, I don't think.
No, but you can I don't know how this... Well, I'm not sure, but I'm sure you could do it for a little while. But it comes in a really cool box as well. It's like I just think it'd be a class present.
Yeah.
Like, we have done things like that for presents before, and people always love them.
It's really cool.
Anyway,
so that's tomorrow. It, really. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night, the 2nd of November. It's going to be absolutely lit, as the children say.
It's probably a good one if you didn't get to go to the Ulster Hall, because you'll probably be talking about it together, probably. I'm sure, a bit about, like, Mickey's going
to
be there.
Get the old... Yeah, come on down to that. It's going to be fun. And also, what other things? Follow me on Snapchat, as usual. I always wonder why my number of Snapchat things don't go up, because you're getting, like, 100-odd people a day adding me. So it's like, why, after 10 days, is my viewership not going up? Anyway, I should snap more, shouldn't I, Maureen?
I think so.
Snapchats.
And there's a vlog up now, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, it's going up now.
And then you'll try and do them regular again.
Yeah, it was just about a lot of wee upsets there, so it's going back to normal. And I might just do what you said and put them up when I feel
like. Yeah, I think so. I think it's hard to stick to days because you don't know what's going to happen certain days. And also, we're always all around the place, and see, trying to get an internet connection that's always there and reliable, because sometimes you've got them up and it's on time, but it just hasn't uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
So people might be like, oh, it's always late, but you've tried, you know, and just hasn't just uploaded in time.
Upload it in different places, like 100 times. That's why for a while I was uploading them in 480 instead of 1080p. All right, let's wrap it up there. Follow me on Snapchat and all across the social medias.
Colin Geddes, isn't it?
Colin Geddes on everything. Follow Maureen, Mo.Bell.
Nah.
It's only pictures of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my generous peace. Yes. Right. Oh, I'm going to cramp my back there. Okay, let's... all right, I'm out of here. See you later. See you later, Maureen.
See you later, Maureen.
Okay, guys, I'll speak to you next time, okay? All the best now. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.